relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
The question is, can we do as one of my friends in talk radio did this morning? Spend the full 3 hours on Fredo Cuomo. It is a challenge I am prepared to take up, especially since we have our usual guest, Boris Epstein, who's enjoying the music. Welcome, Boris, to America First. He is chief political commentator for the Sinclair Media Group. Follow him on Twitter, Boris EP, and get his daily updates, which may prevent you getting a dead horse's head in your bed at breakfastwithboris.com. There's a kind of... Well, look, there's a Twitter storm. Poor Fredo. He assured one thing, and one thing alone, that thanks to his rant, which is now viral, for the rest of his years as he breathes, he will be known as Fredo Cuomo. That is the one thing we know for sure. Boris, should we feel pity for this man after the last 3 years of what he has said about our old boss, the president, anybody who worked for the president, anybody who supports the president? Is there room for pity for poor Fredo?
No.
Explain your logic, my friend.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Here's what I will tell you. It is inappropriate. He was seemingly out with his family. It is sad and inappropriate that somebody started hassling him and harassing him. But I don't see the video. I don't know the background while he's out with his family.
Let's say what we know. There's a great difference between a mob of people arriving outside your house when your wife is home alone, knocking down the door. There's a great difference between somebody screaming outside your home in Kentucky, stab the MF-er in the heart. There's a big difference between those two things, which is the left's recent behavior with Tucker Carlson, Mitch McConnell, and to a person who we know he was making fun, saying, "Hey, Fredo, could I get a photograph with you?" I think there's big differences, right?
I agree with you. Okay. All I'm saying is when people are out with their families, it's probably happened to you, it's happened to me, it's uncomfortable.
Sure.
But there's no reason to lose your mind, Fredo. I mean, and to say that it's equal to the N-word, I mean, what is he talking? I mean, Eagleson. When we came to this country, we moved to Bensonhurst, a traditionally Italian area.
Where did you come from, Boris? Remind our listeners.
I'm from Russia.
Okay, so you escaped Russia, post-communist Russia.
We escaped post-communist Russia and moved to Bensonhurst. No, to the libs, I'm not a spy. We're Jewish refugees who came here legally.
Legally, thank you.
Legally, after a long process. My father is an applied math PhD. We're part of merit-based immigration, which is a good thing for
as
this country.
As it should be.
So... we came here legally, moved to Bensonhurst at first, then to New Jersey. So
You know the Italian community.
I've spent a lot of time in the Italian community. There are a lot of bad words that are thrown around, a lot of epithets. That's Fredo is not one of them.
It's not an ethnic insult.
It is not even close to being an ethnic insult. It is only an insult to the ethnicity of black sheep dumb brothers. Okay?
Sorry, you're going to have to explain that.
Whichever ethnicity is made up of
black sheep,
brothers.
Right, who are dumb.
Who are dumb.
Yeah, it's a comment on your lack of intellectual prowess.
And also, as a friend of mine who watches the show, Mike Gigliotti, pointed out to me, Mike Gigliotti, as you can imagine, has a little bit of
good
Italian
Irish
in him.
Name. Good Irish name.
He's got a little Italian in him. Mikey Jiggs texted me, and he says to me, he said, the funniest part is that Cuomo reacted just like Fredo would.
It was a total Fredo reaction. He says, that's a racial slur. And then he says, I'm going to throw you down the effing stairs like a mafia hit.
What was that?
He's turning himself into the stereotype.
He completely lost his mind. And it's just like Fredo.
Stop with the steroids, Fredo. Please, roid rage is bad, dude. Don't do it.
You didn't say it. I didn't say it. You said it. I didn't say it.
I'm not. He does like to pose with his veins bulging out of his neck on Instagram.
Listen, God bless him. He's in better shape than me and probably than you.
Hey, I'm just natural, dude. Okay.
God bless him. But yeah, let's put it this way: even if tomorrow I woke up and then there was some sort of miracle and I was all ripped up, you're not going to see me posting on Instagram as a grown man, you know.
T-shirts that are too small for you.
Here we go. Step into a Slim Jim, brother. Like, come on, man. You're not a wrestler. Right. You're supposed to be
married with kids. Come on.
On CNN.
Right.
By the way.
Oh, and he dropped that as well. I'm a host on CNN. As if, you know, I need to tell you who I am.
Hey, it's me. Well, obviously, the guy calling you Fredo already knew who you are.
Right.
By the way, I think, and I haven't seen this yet, there's an interview floating around that he gave where he called himself Fredo.
Yes, there is. He gave an interview on our network on Salem, okay, where he calls himself Fredo, number one, and I don't think he did it as a racial
slur
against
himself. Was he using it as an N-word?
No, I don't think he was. And then it was used on CNN twice, once on his show, okay, to insult the president's family. Now,
right.
Is the president Italian?
No, not that I know.
So how is it a racial slur?
It's not. It's in a movie. Everybody knows the movie. It was ranked the number one movie of all time. Well, Godfather 1 was. Godfather 2 is probably number 2 or 3. Mm. Everybody knows who and what Fredo is, okay? Everybody knows. Most people know every line. People know the story about Fredo going to Vegas. People know the story about Fredo being a traitor. But most
and not getting any respect.
And they know about Fredo and his famous rant when he said, dumb, I'm not dumb, I'm smart. that's very similar to the rant we saw from Chris Cuomo, a.k.a. Chris Cuomo.
Okay, so let's draw a conclusion here to this before we talk about more serious things. This is a result of reaping what you sow, is it not, Boris Epstein? If you're going to trash, if you're going to lie for years on end, use a public platform to do so. I know it's only got 0.28% of the population watching. Sorry, CNN, it's a fact. 600,000 people watch CNN, max. But at the end of the day, you're going to be outraged? Outraged? When somebody cracks a joke?
We are in the public sphere.
Yeah.
We are in the public arena. And yes, it is unfortunate that he's out with his family and somebody heckled him. But having said that, you are the famous guy, supposedly. I mean, you're right, not a lot of people watch. But in the sphere, people who watch CNN, Chris Cuomo is famous.
Yeah.
Okay? If you're the famous guy, be the bigger man. Just make a joke and walk away. Somebody calls you Fredo, say, nah, I'm more Sonny. Somebody calls you Fredo, say, no, I'm more
smart.
Michael.
Yeah.
Just make a joke, walk away. Don't start harassing the guy and borderline assaulting him, say you're going to make terroristic threats. What are we doing here? It was ludicrous, and it tells you something. And
what?
It reminds me of when Jake Tapper, after Nancy Sinatra passed away about a year ago, Jake Tapper tweeted, Nancy Sinatra was the first wife of Frank Sinatra. They divorced. Because, you know, he dated Ava Gardner and, you know, all the Hollywood lore stories. But then they stayed friends throughout their life. Jake Tapper tweets, rest in peace, Nancy Sinatra. Frank was a bad husband to you. He tweeted that. You can look it up. Tweeted it.
Wow.
Like the day or 2 days after she died. I saw that and I tweeted back, what is going on at CNN? Why is there so much anger? And I'll say the same thing now.
Yeah, good question.
Why is there so much anger that you've got, you know, a year ago, a very, you know, high-profile anchor tweeting about the death of a woman and not letting her rest in peace, not letting Frank Sinatra, who died in the late 90s, rest in peace.
Right. So what's your answer to that question? Why is there so much anger at CNN, Boris Epstein?
T-D-S. Trump derangement syndrome, man. They're all just going nuts. They lost their minds. They probably understand that the country has left them behind, that nobody really cares for what most of them have to say, and that they're just screaming into an empty pit.
One more important thing. The other reason. Good music. Hillary is not president.
She's not.
Well, she might be at CNN headquarters.
they probably have those portraits.
Poor Fredo. We are having far too much fun here with my good friend, former special assistant to President Trump. He's now chief political commentator at the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Follow him on Twitter at Boris EP and get his daily briefings. To prevent you getting a dead horse's head in your bed is one of the great, great consequences at breakfastwithboris.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious rat's nest that is Washington, D.C.
Your retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text loophole to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text loophole to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text loophole to 49776. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. Don't delay. Text loophole to 49776 now.
Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills with one of the largest offerings of grills and accessories. Our mini, anywhere and everywhere portables are perfect for tailgating and grilling on the go. Our best-selling 27XL is the convergence of price and size. The 36-inch is the size most often specified by kitchen designers, and the Solaire 56-inch is the largest all-infrared grill on the market. Solaire makes accessories like griddles and steamer fryers to enhance your backyard grilling experience. Solaire also has an extensive offering of doors, drawers, and bartending centers to complete your outdoor kitchen. All Solaire infrared grills feature the efficient Solaire infrared burner that heats up fast, locks in the juices, and makes you wonder why you'll ever want to eat out again. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
What's the right thing to do if people are suffering outside of America? Is it to say we have no borders, let them all in? There's probably about 5-6 billion people who'd like to come here. No, that's when America ceases to exist. If we wish to help, we help people in situ. And that's why I'm so excited and so grateful for all the help you, my listeners, have given to Food for the Poor, which is helping people, children, their families who've escaped Venezuela, are stuck in Colombia with no food and no water, and you are helping to feed them. Young people like Isabella, a young mother struggling to feed her children.
If they go to the garbage, they look for garbage, and they find food, that's what they eat.
What has she had to eat today?
¿Has comido hoy?
No.
¿No has comido?
No.
No, they haven't eaten today. ¿Comieron ayer algo?
Ayer no.
What does she give them when she cannot eat, when she has nothing for them to eat?
No, hay one. Un vaso de agua caliente y abajo.
They give them hot water.
Think about that. We've all said, I'm starving. But have you ever been in a situation where your family was starving and all you could give them was hot water to fill their bellies? It's tragic. Let's do something. Let's help. It's so simple. Just go to the website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. We have the food. We have the water. It's all been donated. We just have to ship it to these people who are suffering. $100 from you will provide meals for 2,500 children. Think of that. But a donation in any amount makes a difference. Please help these poor people. Write this number down, 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-4673. Or go to sebgorka.com and click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. Ah, wow. We don't just have problems outside of America. America isn't perfect. It is the greatest nation on God's earth. We have problems here as well, and much has been made. It's still at the top of the news, the Dayton and the El Paso mass killings. I have an unbelievable audio cut from somebody who thinks she should be president. Her name is Kamala Harris. And I need my in-studio friend, my guest, Boris, to react. Let's play this audio.
He's been fueling the flames of hate. And, you know, I've said recently, you know, on the issue of El Paso, you know, no, when people ask me, is he responsible for those killings? Well, no, I mean, he obviously didn't pull the trigger, but he's sure been tweeting out the ammunition.
Disgraceful, no, Boris? That's
disgusting, fine. Wrong, misleading, false, lying, everything you could say. This is just the left. That's what they've done ever since these shootings. Of course, they focus on El Paso. They don't want to focus on Dayton.
Because
that demented, disgusting individual was a supporter of the left, was a liberal supporter,
right?
You know, member of Antifa, supporter of Antifa. Whichever way you put it, seemed to support Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. But the left has, you know, sort of closed the ranks almost around that issue.
It's as if it didn't happen.
And they're focusing on our power. And I could be wrong here, but you know, sort of fact check me. I don't think that manifesto of that disgusting shooter mentioned the president once, did it?
Oh, it did, in a negative sense.
Okay.
In a negative
but
sense.
But it didn't praise him once, right?
No, on the contrary. On the contrary. He said in his manifesto, because we read parts of it out, it said, they will blame President Trump for my actions. It has nothing to do with him.
And
right?
You know,
that's what he said.
That's the same thing that happened in Ordway, the Ordway synagogue shooting, and in Pittsburgh, Tree of Life shooting.
Tree of Life. Right.
So the left is so dead set on denigrating the president, on using anything terrible that happens in this country to their political advantage. They're just losing their minds, and they're acting in an un-American way, frankly.
But
we should be beyond this.
But isn't there more to this? Because clearly, look, there's no univalent answer to why we're having these shootings. Anybody who says, oh, it's this, is lying. There are many different aspects, okay? The local police, authorities not reacting in time, not picking signals up.
Mental health
issues, people breaking the law. We know one of the shooter's buddies got him his ammo and everything illegally. But clearly an aspect of this is the mental health issue. And when you have a high-profile politician who is running for president, say, the incumbent president is providing the ammunition for mass killers. Maybe there's somebody out there who's on the verge of doing something, who's mentally unstable and says, oh, really? The president is providing the ammunition? Is it not unbelievably reckless as well as everything else, Boris Epstein?
Reckless and dangerous. And then let's go to the other side of it. As people who have worked in the White House.
It's just a lie.
Shouldn't the Secret Service give a thought to this statement by Kamala Harris?
Right.
Is she not saying to some nutcase on the left that the president is to blame for violence?
Therefore.
And he has ammunition, so she's using targeted words?
Yes. Remember what happened when Sarah Palin used an image and she was accused on her website, crosshairs, that's why Gabby Gifford was shot. Well, this is more than an image, an accidental use of an image on a website. This is actually saying the president is helping mass killers.
It's a targeting, and she's not the only one. My segment today, Bottom Line with Boris today, it's going to go out in a couple minutes here on the internet, is about Joaquin Castro. Congressman Castro, the brother of Julian Castro, is running for president, tweeting out the names of donors to Donald Trump's campaign.
With
their employers. Is that not targeting?
Yes.
And if that happened on the left, could you imagine CNN, Chris Cuomo, your friend, I know you have a different name for him, Chris Cuomo, Lawrence O'Donnell, Rachel Maddow, they would set their hair on fire and scream about a constitutional crisis. But no, if a Democrat does it, it's okay. He's defending from hate by targeting Americans. But guess what? It didn't even work.
On the contrary.
Proud Americans are standing up and they're saying, you know what? We are proud to donate to Donald Trump. We're proud to donate to the Republican Party. And we're not going to be shamed. Yeah. And that is what Joaquin Castro did in a pathetic and a cynical ploy that I find absolutely horrible and is in line with that statement from Kamala Harris, in line with other things that the left is saying, and attacking not just Donald Trump, but as we've said before, attacking people like us who are out there in the public sphere, but also just attacking everyday Americans who love this country, who love this president, and who support this president.
And, given the language of recent weeks, attacking every single person who supports the president. When you call the president a Nazi, it means you think 63 million people are as bad as the people who perpetrated the Holocaust. And that is reprehensible. We've been talking to my good friend, Boris Epstein. Check out every day his Breakfast with Boris briefing and follow him on Twitter, Boris EP. He is the chief political commentator.
You got it.
Hey!
Yes.
On Sinclair. Follow him every day. He is outspoken. And in the spirit of Andrew Breitbart, in the spirit of the president, don't give in to the bullies. Stand up to the bullies. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Our number here is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K. That is 833-334-6752. What's your reaction to the Fredo incident? Give us a call.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-660-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070 or go to selectquote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
When is Boris off form? Has he ever been off form? He is always on form. It might be his birthday tomorrow. Tag him on Twitter. Wish him many happy returns. 25 again. Congratulations. Congratulations, Boris. I have to say, portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by our friends at Food for the Poor. The Colbort is absolutely chocker. It is full. If anyone should drop off, the number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. We've got somebody who knows what whether or not Fredo is a racial slur. We'll get to Giovanni in a second. But first, Eliza. What a lovely name. Eliza in New York. Welcome to America First.
Thank you so much for taking my call. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I like to speak in regards to the socialism craziness that's been happening in this country, and it actually frightens me. And similar to your guest, my parents brought me here in 1989 from former Soviet Russia. And I thank God that I'm in this country. I love this country and everything that has given me as well as my family.
How old were you when you arrived, Eliza?
I was seven.
Seven.
And it's actually frightening to me to hear people speak in regards to socialism because they have absolutely no idea what they're speaking about.
So let's stop for a second, Eliza. You know, you've lived there, you have a family background. What is your message to any one of those crazy millennials screaming at a Bernie Sanders event or who think AOC and her Green New Deal is cool? What is your message to them, Eliza, about the realities of socialism?
What is being delivered to them on a silver platter is not the reality. The silver platter tells them about the dream, the utopian dream of what living in a society such as socialism could bring you. But it is not the reality, because when it's implemented by human beings, reality is quite different. It's sad, it's disgusting, and it doesn't allow you to thrive as an individual whatsoever.
You said you're worried. Why are you worried, Eliza?
Because we have certain political figures that are taking upon themselves to speak in regards to socialism and promote it in this country. And my family ran away from there in the middle of the night just to get out of that kind of country. And I would never want the United States to become that.
It's the most powerful message. Why? Because it is a personal one. Eliza, thank you for calling. Will you stay on the line? I'd love to send you a signed, dedicated copy of my latest book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. It really is the truth, and you can speak to it credibly. Let's go to line three, Giovanni in Dallas. Giovanni, welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka. Thanks for having me on. Big fan.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. So what's your take on the, let's call it the Fredo fracas?
So I'm a Sicilian American. Dad was born in Sicily. Mom's parents were born there. I certainly would never be so arrogant to think that I speak for all Italians, but I'm comfortable in saying that Fredo is definitely not a racial slur.
So it's not something, it's not an insult to Italians.
No, not by any stretch. I would say it's the equivalent of calling somebody a knucklehead.
Right.
Yeah,
but it's about the knucklehead brother, right? It's the less intelligent black sheep of the family.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, from my perspective, all the Cuomos are knuckleheads. But you know, that aside,
some more than others.
Yeah. No. Right. I mean, that's it. The left's default mode is to go racial. I mean, that's what they do.
Give me your take, Giovanni, with regards to Fredo's response this weekend. What do you think of his response to that person who was poking fun at a knucklehead?
Okay, well, let me say this. First of all, he being in the airport with his family.
It was a party. It was a party. It wasn't an airport. It was at some kind of party.
I thought he was at the airport. No, but, you know, being with his family, he's got the right, like any citizen, to quiet enjoyment. Let me just say that. You know, and that probably that guy was a little out of line with his wife and kids there. Having said that, and you know, full
disclosure. You got 20 seconds. So having said that, what's your take?
Having said that, he completely overreacted.
Right.
And now he owns Fredo because of his reactions.
And
he embossed it on his sleeves.
I think he has tattooed it on his forehead. I think that's absolutely true. Thank you, Giovanni. He owns Fredo. There is nobody who will not refer to Chris Cuomo as Fredo for the rest of his life. And that's because of his reaction. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls in a moment. The number is 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, my friends, if you have any kind of daily aches or pains, do what I did. I had a lower back pain issue for 9 years. the incredible father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot came to me when we launched this show with this totally natural supplement. It's resveratrol, curcumin, omega-3 fish oils, and said, try it. And I did. And within 2 weeks, my back pain was gone. And I still take Relief Factor, and my back pain is still gone. That is the experience of tens of thousands of your listeners. It's the experience of my fellow show hosts here, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder. Why shouldn't it be your experience? Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. See if it works for you. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95, and you could be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com, 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. There's one line free. Call us now. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Another day, another threat. Your freedom is in danger, and Patriot Mobile is doing something about it. Take something as simple as your cell phone. You use it every day, and you can use it to make changes for your values. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every cell phone bill to conservative organizations that fight for First and Second Amendment rights, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the recovery of veterans. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile and get reliable nationwide coverage. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Now you can get the Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. Save $180 on this feature-rich phone, which includes a 6-inch screen, expandable storage, a high-quality camera, and more, but only while supplies last. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 a month, switch today. Visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh. Again, that's patriotmobile.com/Hugh. Come on over today. Visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
My engineer, Scotty, what is it, Leroy or Scotty? What do you prefer?
Right now I'm Leroy.
Yeah, but which do you prefer?
Leroy.
You don't like, I thought you liked Star Trek.
I do, but so I'm not Scotty. I'm Captain Kirk.
Oh, ouch. Shots fired, man down. All right.
I had the Kirk shirt when I was a kid, and I'd wear it around the neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm sure you still have it. When I was a kid, yeah, right.
I have the insignia.
My engineer, Leroy, is trying to be... Anyway, he does a pretty mean Marlon Brando impression, but you've got to get the cotton wool buds in your cheeks before we have you on air, okay? Behave. Work on it. It's not bad. Not bad. But we're going to tease our listeners. Everybody out there, if you are concerned about what's going to happen if they win in 2020, and we can't let them win, but we know what they want to do, and they want to take away your Medicare. They want to nationalize it if you're over the age of 50 and you're concerned. Super easy. Avoid the AARP like a plague. They were in Obama's back pocket for Obamacare. Join AMAC right now. AMAC is the group that will fight for your health care, keep it in your hands, and the membership is a gargantuan $16 a year. Join the good guys. Join the white hats. Go to Gorka for AMAC.com, GORKAAMAC.com, or call 855-624-4824. That number again, 855-624-4824. 1.7 million people have already joined. You should be one of them because they'll fight for you. The call board is absolutely full. Let's go to somebody who's a little bit worried. Tom in Atlanta, line 5. Tom, welcome back to America First.
Professor G, how's it going?
Good. Are you in a wind tunnel checking out your latest parachute designs?
No, there's a road noise that I can't avoid.
Are you on a motorbike?
good question, but nope. Just an older model car.
All right, Tom.
Anyway,
why do you call us today, Tom?
Well, first of all, I'm half funky, Tom. I'm both in stature and also from my ancestors. Half of them are half from half Hungarian. Anyway.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm concerned. I love when Trump counterpunches, but I'm not so excited when he's quickly. I love when he quickly counterpunches, but I don't like it when he quickly wants to cooperate with the sinister loons and goons on the left, as he's proposing to do with the red flag issue and the other.
Oh, Tom. Did you not see his Twitter feed this morning?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't see that.
Okay. I tweeted out as soon as I saw the president's tweet this morning. I think the red flag concept is dead, because you know what he tweeted out this morning? He tweeted out the video of Chris Fredo Cuomo saying, "This man would have deserved a red flag. All his guns should be taken away from him." The president was mocking Fredo Cuomo with the incredibly dangerous concept of red flags. So, Tom, I think he signaled to the world that he is not a fan of any impingement of our Second Amendment liberties, including red flag laws.
Well, that's good to hear, sir. And, you know, when I think about a red flag, I think of a red flag with a hammer and a sickle, or one with a red star.
Oh, that's genius, Tom. Tom, can I use that? Can I quote you? I'm going to tweet that out. That is so perfect. That is so good.
You go for it, Professor.
All right. Do you have my book?
No, I don't.
Well, for that, you deserve it. Stay on the line. Be very careful. We know you're driving. Keep your eyes on the road. And please dictate to Mr. G, our producer, Jeff, your mailing address, because that was such a good comment. Love it, Tom. Thank you so much. Let's go to Lee, line 4, San Diego. Welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, you are such a pleasure to listen to and to learn from. I'm hoping I can learn something from you today about Twitter. I'm kind of a novice. So with this whole Cuomo thing, you know, he was making some rather violent threats.
Yes, he was.
So, and it's gone viral. But Mitch McConnell, he put up something, you know, where he was being threatened, and they closed his account. They're both about violence.
Lee.
I'm so confused.
Lee.
I'm confused.
Well, I can tell you what your problem is. Will you please stop using common sense and logic? This is social. This is social media. One standard for me, one other standard for thee. bingo, you nailed it. That was absolutely the case. I mean, the vicious, vicious video of Mitch McConnell that he reposted to demonstrate the insanity of the people who are outside his house baying for his blood. Oh, that means his account as Senate Majority Leader gets suspended. And then the one in which Fredo Cuomo says, I'm going to effing throw you down the stairs, that's fine. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know about Jack Dorsey, Google, YouTube, Twitter, and everything else, Lee?
Not everything, but I have a snarky hypothesis.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering if, you know, when you look at those people on the left and their violent, vitriolic words, if, you know, the people at social media look at them and say, you know, these are really people who are serious and actually carry out this harm. But maybe there was something about Chris Cuomo. He didn't look capable.
that's
my best shot.
That's being very charitable, I think. I think that's a charitable interpretation and would demand a level of sophistication from the censorious gatekeepers at Twitter that I don't think is how they work. It's very simple. Are you a conservative? Yep, we'll ban you, we'll suspend you, we'll delete your video, we'll demand that you delete your tweet. If you're a leftist, if you're CNN, anything goes. Lee, great points, wonderful call, thank you. Of course, the best part of the show are the callers, as has been demonstrated again and again and again, except for those prank callers. Man, are they not funny? Really, guys, you got to try harder. I didn't even have to, wasn't even keen to dump you because it was so boring I couldn't tell whether I should or not. Not funny. My friends, if you're feeling under the weather, if you feel you need a bit more energy, if you're not eating what you should, all that delightful kale, do what I do, cheat. Dr. Douglas Howard has created the way out for you. It's called Balance of Nature. My friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo is a massive fan, and he's going to tell you right now what you can expect when you become part of the Balance of Nature Club.
One thing you're going to notice immediately, Dr. Gorka, that you have more energy. And if you have a cold or if you have allergies, what happens for me is when I take Balance of Nature, all that goes away. Love Balance of Nature. So excited that now the great Dr. Gorka is doing Balance of Nature with all of us.
He's been gargling with rocks. Thank you, Joe. Experience Balance of Nature for yourself. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will get 30% off and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. You'll also get an extra $10 off your next purchase, but this summer special will expire soon, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the secret code G-O-R-K-A or call the number 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. But in both cases, the secret code is G-O-R-K-A. There's one line open. Call us now, 833-33-GORKA.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070 or go to selectquote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we
tried, failed, except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
How interesting. President Obama had a White House counsel who went by the name of Craig. He just appeared in court. He went on trial. Why? For misleading the DOJ with regards to his work with Paul Manafort. He didn't register himself under the FARA Act, the Foreign Agents Registration Act. How is that not in the news? Wouldn't you think that's breaking news that Obama's White House counsel is in the dock this week for the same things that Paul Manafort did? I wonder if the name Craig will become as synonymous for skullduggery as Manafort in left-wing media. I think I know the answer to that. My friends, let's get back to your calls. The call board is full. Line four, Pietro in Tampa. Pietro, welcome to America First.
Thank you. Appreciate it. My comment is about Chris Cuomo.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Basically, Chris, by opening his mouth, proved everybody's point that he is the dumb younger brother, because calling him Fredo is not an ethnic slur.
Right.
I've been called every Italian ethnic slur in my life because my parents were from Naples, Italy.
Uh-huh.
And from greaseball to meatball to spaghetti, you name it, I've been called it.
And nobody called you Fredo?
No one's ever called me Fredo because I was the younger brother. In fact, I was a smarter brother.
Okay, so this is absolutely hilarious. He actually proved for us that he is Fredo, and that's...
He proved it.
He did.
He proved it by opening his mouth and saying what he said
in front of a camera. He proved... Have you heard of the Streisand effect, Pietro?
Yes, exactly. Right. Everybody's going to call him Fredo from this day forward.
He's so much the Fredo that he doesn't even know the Streisand effect, for our callers who are not familiar.
Absolutely.
Somebody took a photograph of Barbara Streisand's massive, massive villa on Pacific Highway 1 or whatever it was in California or Malibu, and they tried to sue whoever took it not to release it on the internet. And the second they made it into a legal issue, everyone on the internet downloaded it, which meant everybody knew what her house looked like. The second he went absolutely roidal, he went absolutely insane in his aggression about Fredo, he guaranteed for life. What did he guarantee for life, Pietro?
He's doomed himself to being called Fredo in public for the rest of his life.
Until the good Lord walks again on this earth, this man will be known as Fredo Cuomo until Judgment Day. Pietro, great call. Great call. It's about the truth. That's why we're here. And we illustrate it with our callers who are the best callers in the biz. In the next hour, we're going to get national security on you. Are we winning the trade war with China? We'll be sitting down with one of the best experts out there, Gordon Chang. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, author of Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies, and this is America First.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.